our man in the Yemeni capital is Tom Finn. Tom, we're a bit confused over here about what President Saleh is doing. Yesterday there was this report that there's been a hitch in the deal for him to stand down. Then we heard that he was going to sign it on Sunday, and now that's being denied. Just walk us through exactly what's happening.
Right, yeah, well, there's been a lot of confusion in Yemen, not only amongst protesters, but also among politicians about exactly what's going on behind closed doors in Yemen at the moment. The latest situation is that President Saleh has said, after refusing for the second time to sign this Gulf-backed deal, he's now saying, at least his aide is saying, that he's going to sign this deal on Sunday. Now, of course, we've heard these words, you know, that Saleh is happy to sign, he's ready to sign, you know, on numerous occasions. But this may well be kind of his last chance. Speaking to protesters, you know, people have become so disillusioned with this entire, you know, these negotiations, that if he isn't willing to put his name on paper on Sunday, we could see, you know, a serious escalation of protests happening. Incidentally, Sunday is a national holiday in Yemen, and it marks the 21st anniversary of the unity between the country's north and south. It's not sure whether that's a coincidence that, you know, that Saleh's chosen that day to say that he's going to sign it. But certainly people are thinking that maybe that may give more reason for him, you know, to possibly sign it and make a sort of graceful exit. The hitches, as far as the hitches you're talking about, it seems the main problem that Saleh has in signing the deal at the moment is he wants particular members of the opposition to put their names on this deal as well. He's after the head of the opposition bloc, a guy called Yassin Saeed Noman, who's also the head of the Yemen Socialist Party. He wants his signature on the deal, along with a few other key members of the opposition, in order that they will not, you know, in order to ensure that the government will not be completely handed over to the opposition, i.e. that there'll be a fair balance in a sort of transitional government in Yemen. So that seems to be the main hitch at the moment.
He's got a long history of this kind of stalling, these stalling tactics. Is patience running out?
Yes, definitely. I mean, as I said earlier, you know, it's reached the stage of complete disillusionment now. I mean, you try and talk to protesters about, you know, what do you think of this Gulf deal? And, you know, as far as they're concerned, you know, he's never going to put his signature down. It's going to be, you know, protests that have to, you know, literally force him from the palace as opposed to this negotiated, exit. We're witnessing an escalation now in protest in Yemen. Protests, you know, they're no longer just, you know, doing sit-ins. It's now a case of hunger strikes, civil disobedience, blocking roads. You know, the country is slowly kind of coming to a standstill, you know, and the economy is also, you know, faltering. So, you know, it's a question of time. You know, it's a question of when as opposed to if now. If Saleh doesn't decide to leave with this deal, it's going to be the economy that, you know, that drags him from power.
On the last two Fridays, there's been sort of footage of huge protests, both in the capital Sana'a and in the southern city of Taiz. Are we expecting similar scenes today?
Yeah, we're expecting even bigger scenes. Last week we saw a 4 mile stretch, you know, Yemen's biggest road, four miles worth of this road was filled with anti-government protests. And we're expecting more today. I mean, I've just been down on, you know, the edge of Old Sana'a, and you know, there are literally thousands of people. You know, the traffic has completely come to a standstill, and there are thousands of people making their way to the university now. You know, where they're going to have this mass prayer ceremony, and then, you know, 2 hours of shouting slogans. Remains to be seen whether or not these guys march. You know, I think so far the revolution in a way has kind of been put on hold. You know, they're waiting to see in some ways whether or not Saleh will live up to his word. And if he doesn't put his signature down on Sunday, you know, that's it as far as patience is concerned with protesters. No more political negotiations, you know, it's just going to be protests from here on, I think.
And they're also, on these Fridays, there have also been pro-government rallies. Is that expected today?
Yes, definitely. People don't like to talk about it, either in Yemen or much in the Western media, but there are still hundreds of thousands of Yemenis who back President Saleh and who have been turning out on a weekly basis for the last sort of 3 months, gathering outside his mosque to hear him make, you know, fiery, defiant speeches. Last week there were at least 400,000 people gathered, you know, just outside the mosque. So certainly there will that's to be expected, at least in Sana'a. And you know, if President Saleh speaks today, you know, people will be waiting to hear. You know, is he going to deliver another firebrand defiant speech? You know, lashing out at the opposition and at the West, or is he going to say, you know, look, I'm going to put my signature down on Sunday?
In terms of the numbers, which protest is larger?
It's difficult to say. In fact, like, the numbers have seemed fairly similar. I tend to visit both pro and anti-Saleh protests on Fridays, and they've been quite similar. But last week, certainly, the anti-Saleh protests were much larger than the pro-Saleh. As I said, this is six lanes motorway, which is a ring road around Sana'a, and 4 or 5 miles worth of this ring road just stuffed full of people. You know, it's kind of hard to describe. They can, you know, they can barely move. There's, you know, standing room only. You know, so, you know, we're talking huge numbers now. You know, this has been a slow burning revolution, but, you know, the numbers have gradually been increasing. You know, and you can expect to see some, you know, fantastic, you know, impressively shots of, you know, the protesters gathered today.
Okay, Tom, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.